The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need someone.
Well, hell, here we are again, episode 65. Welcome back to the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we hope that you are doing fucking great.
I'm doing pretty damn good myself.
Let me tell you.
I'm about to do a lot better.
There you go. we are a little bit late on the release of this episode, and that's
instead of being that's early on our release, yeah, as that's usual.
Sorry.
Oy.
Hope was good for you. we had another episode recorded that was with all the video and frills, mm-hmm. and after all of this time, you think I would fucking learn my lesson.
That episode was on what?
That was actually on pranks.
We may have to completely fucking redo that one.
And that is a very good possibility. However, yep. Today, or this evening, however you want to do it, we tried something different, and we had open lines. Mm-hmm. And we would like to thank the people who called in and the people who thought about calling in and then thought that they didn't have anything to talk about. I got two words for you.
That would be what?
Suck it! Because.
Maybe that's what they were busy doing.
Because we want to hear from you guys. So, you know, if you're fucking old and you go to bed at fucking 9 o'clock or, you know,
something,
whatever, or you're like,
I don't want to call them guests because I don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't want to be funny.
I don't know what to say.
I don't want to be put on the spot.
Hey, fucking suck it. Just call and fucking bullshit with us. The first fucking call was from fucking another country.
Yeah. That was great.
That was awesome.
It wasn't that far removed from us.
But no.
It was North America.
As I said, you still got to have a goddamn passport to go there. So it's not like you can go right down here to fucking Love's Glory Hole. I mean, Truck Stop. Anyway, we are going to get right to the phone calls, but this will be what I'm going to go ahead and say is the first installment of what we will call open lines. We will do this again later on down the road once you've heard this.
And hopefully we can work this into different ways as
well. Yeah, we'll be able to turn it on its side and flip it over and pull its hair and smack its ass.
Do a little reverse cowgirl with it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know what happens when they get that squatted over and them knees lock in?
What's that?
They get that popping? They're locking into four-wheel drive.
So, here are our conversations with all of our, I might say, female listeners that decided to call in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you might find this very intriguing if you have a penis or no judgments here, you could have a vagina and still be very aroused.
Mm.
Here we go.
I wanna fuck you in the ass right now.
This is the TNA podcast.
Son, this is Diane from Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hold on one second.
My goodness.
Damn. Damn, that was loud.
I am. How the hell are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. It is so great to hear from you finally, to hear your voice.
Yeah. Finally, yeah.
My God, I've been listening to you guys from day one.
Do us a favor.
I absolutely love it.
Do us a favor. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Just say anything and then just end it with A.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
I said, just say anything you want, but just end it with A.
A. Okay, A. Oh, my goodness. It's been such a long time, A. Not all Canadians say A. You know that, right?
Well, yeah. Well, it seems like it in the movies anyway.
And not all Canadians chase pigs down the gravel road either.
Hey, that was a great story.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Do you still have the switch?
No.
Oh, you should have hung it up.
I burned it in a fire. What can I say? Oh. Yeah, No shit, eh? Have you had any phone calls yet?
You are actually our first. So...
Oh, my good God.
What would you like to talk about?
I have no idea. You can ask me anything.
I kind of figured this would end up being an issue. We didn't really have anything specific to talk about. It was just a shit-shooting session. Say that five times.
You know what? That's perfect. This is fantastic. I've been looking forward to this all day.
I was kind of hoping that maybe you would call. Because we've read stuff of yours on the show, but we've never actually heard your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, man, I hope she sent in a voice message sometime. But this is even better. So
actually, I thought of it.
Well, so not only are you calling in, but are you paying like international rates or how the hell does that work?
No. We have our phone plan is international. My husband's a truck driver, and he goes all over.
Awesome. Yeah,
she's not going to spend any money on this shit show.
Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to say. Like,
you'd
please
be damn surprised.
Oh, really?
You'd be surprised.
Would we?
So as somebody from Canada, how did you find us?
I was thinking about today already. Were you on a different podcast prior to this?
We were actually not before we started the show. We weren't, but we were on Layla London's. Yeah, the Curious Girl Diaries.
Bingo.
Okay.
Bingo.
And we can't.
She was rubbing one out and accidentally came across.
Oh, yeah. She was. She was rubbing one out to Layla London. Uh-huh. Went, who are these two fuck faces?
Ooh, squirt.
Oh my God.
You know what? I think that was it. And you were just on the cusp of starting it, right?
Well, we had started it, but that was the problem. We were about 15 episodes in.
Yeah.
And we just didn't get any traction, and we got on Layla's show, and our downloads picked up big time after we got on her show. So it helped us out tremendously. And now now she won't return my calls.
Now you're on a roll.
Yeah. We're competition now. So.
Shit. Yeah.
You certainly are.
Well,
I've listened to you guys, and with my job, I drive a lot. I swear, I get laughs, and I get pointed at, and like, look at that crazy person, and like, honest to God, it's way funny.
What?
And then I've yelled out the window, you gotta listen to the TNA! And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's awesome. What's your favorite part of the show, or what's the favorite thing you've heard on the show?
I thought you were going to go in a different direction there, probably. I was going to ask her what keeps her coming back.
Yeah. What keeps you listening?
Yeah. What is it about this show that you enjoy so much?
The realness, the organicness, the you to be you. You don't have to be anybody else other than you. That's the part. And other than that, Sam.
Yeah.
Samuel. Yeah. Alonzo,
okay.
I love your voices. You got to bring that out. I love your voices. And you can keep doing interviewing Jason, too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you the one? Is this the one that said something about having a thing for the Hannibal Lecter accent voice thing? Or was that somebody else?
I
Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was. And if
you had any idea how this stuff gets done.
Jesus. Lots of beer and just.
On his part.
Yeah, I just sit in
here. It has to be.
Oh, yeah. I just sit in here and I'll start drinking a few beers and I'll go, hey, you know what? That's something I'll start messing with. And then I'll just start writing stuff down and just. It may take days, but sometimes it eventually just comes out. I mean, I'm able to come up with something that's
it's so worth it.
Remotely
it's so
funny.
Worth it.
Well, thank you, my little styling.
Oh my God!
You guys are amazing. I love. You're the only podcast I really seriously look forward to.
Wow! Thank you.
Wow! And you're gonna be the first voice
yeah.
that is heard on the latest podcast because. We were just talking about this when the phone rang. I'm like, well, it's a few minutes after 8. I wonder if anybody's going to fucking call.
I was sitting there going, yeah, this was a waste of time. Nobody's calling this.
But we
actually, no, it's not a waste of time.
We actually screwed up and we had we had recorded episode 65 before, but it kind of went. It was supposed to be about pranks. And I went to edit it and half of it was unusable. And I'm like, well, maybe nobody will pay attention if we skip a week.
Somebody's going to ask about their story and it's not there anymore.
And it's like, nobody's paying attention. And I get messages going, where's the fucking podcast? I'm like, we're going to have to back up and punt. It's going to be open lines.
Yeah. And then he decided on the open lines after he said, choose the next 3 episodes, by the way. And I'm like, okay, how about this and this? And I talked to him and okayed everything and I put it on the page. And then the next fucking day, he's like, I got an idea. Let's do open lines. I'm like, fuck you, man.
Without giving away your exact location,
ooh.
What part of Canada are you in?
Manitoba.
So
it is a certain little area. Let me get my Google GPS.
Just outside of Winnipeg.
Okay.
Just outside of Winnipeg.
So what's?
I can give you the town.
So she lives next to the Peggers, does she?
Oh my god. Oh my god. The Peggers.
The Pegs. Yeah.
So what?
Good one. I'll use that.
What? Okay. You said the town. Give us the town. Fuck it.
Yeah, we're not going to know where it's at.
Bossier.
Oh, yeah.
Is what where?
What is it?
Bossier.
Bless you. Bossier?
B-E-A-S-E-U-J-O-U-R.
It's French.
Just outside. we live in a country.
So, okay. So you're like, it's French. Is it? So would your dialect be? Is it like French speaking? I mean, I know
French Canadian.
French Canadian. Okay, so you're like fuck those French people.
Canadian.
Yeah.
Fuck some French people. Only if you're in Quebec. That's it. We're not. Only if you're in Quebec.
Well, I tell you what, Diane. Is there anything you would like to say to the legions of TNA fans out there?
You know what? You got fantastic fans. I want to know where Cappy Joe and Melanie James are, though. They have not called yet. Unbelievable. I thought they would be the first two.
I have it under good authority that at least one of those two will be calling at some point. They will be. And I know there was there were a few more that were like, I don't know what to talk about. And I'm like, well, fuck it. Just call anyway. We don't have a subject.
Just ramble. No, just ramble. It's okay.
But we hope we keep it international.
That's all I do.
I hope Dumpy calls, but I think it's like, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the fucking morning there or whatever.
I'm sure he can handle it.
Oh, yeah. He'll just have another fucking beer and some Vegemite.
Yeah, that's gross.
But Diane, we appreciate you listening and we hope you keep listening and we hope you keep submitting stuff. We're going to go ahead and let you go. And you are our first caller and we appreciate you.
And you got a lifelong call. Oh. You got a lifelong friend here. No kidding.
Well, the only thing I got to say to you is get after it.
Yeah. No wheelchairs. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. You take care. I hope we can do this again.
Absolutely. Thank you, darling.
Goodbye, sweet.
Love you guys.
Goodbye, my sweet Diane. Sleep well. Sleep well and dream. I want to fuck
you in the ass. Hello, this is the TNA podcast.
Hey, boys.
Oh.
Well, my, hello there.
This is take number two. Who is this?
This is your favorite Pennsylvania girl, turned West Virginia, turned Texas, soon to be back in West Virginia. So look out, boys, I'm hitting West Virginia again.
Woo!
Damn. She's just getting around.
And for those who don't know, it's Trisha.
It's Trisha. And do you want to know why I'm coming back from Texas?
Why is that?
It has to do with a bucket
truck.
The
men suck here. The men suck here.
Well, evidently they don't do it right.
They don't do it right.
Oh, hell. Do you have any secrets that you need to tell me, Trisha?
I do have a secret for you, Sam.
No, what would that be?
I was the bucket truck girl.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my.
I was the bucket truck girl. And we've already did this, but just to make this clarification, Jason was not in the bucket truck with me.
Yes.
Yeah, this is totally organic.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's not like I...
Yeah, Jason was not in the bucket truck with me.
Yeah, nope, Jason did to start recording.
You know what? That might be my goal. That might be my new goal. Threesome in a bucket truck.
Oh, shit. Call in for that. The fucking FaceTime us or something. I mean, we can make a little bit of money off that.
Make sure you clip yourselves in.
Oh,
yeah. Safety first.
Safety first.
You know, I think I need to start an OnlyFans page.
Oh.
If you need somebody to run it for you, I'm pretty cheap. It's like 8%.
You know, that's an idea. OnlyFans, but she does things where it's like power equipment stuff. I want to see if OSHA gets involved with OnlyFans. I just want to see if it'll happen.
Oh, my gosh. OSHA doesn't want anywhere near me.
Yeah, they would shit their pants if they saw me run a forklift every once in a while. I guarantee they'd be like, oh, my God, violation.
With his pants around his ankle.
You know what? Like, on my side, because me and Sam, do you work for the electric company, too, or you?
No, I work.
Okay.
I'm not even going to talk about where I work. Don't get me started on that.
So me and Jason, I am actually an inactive employee, so it doesn't matter. I'll deny it to my death. But, you know, as long as I have my gloves and rubbers on, I don't care what I do. I had my safety glasses on. I had my hard hat on.
Yeah, I don't want to blow by. Yeah.
Yeah, you got PPE.
Yeah, yeah.
The messier it gets, the more you want to wear some protection.
I had all my PPE on.
Well, bless your heart.
You got your goggles on just in case anything goes off in your face, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because that sometimes would make you lose an eye. Like,
did you have your hat of hardness on?
He did.
Well,
I'll be damned.
Oh, he was in that cherry picking.
We were doing some kind of picking.
I know it's a different thing, but it's kind of along the same lines of a cherry picker.
Well, yeah, close.
It's we were cherry picking.
Mm-hmm. It was pussy picking. Is what they were doing.
She was going after
what
his,
he was doing.
She was going after his plums.
Well, we're glad.
Guys, I think you could be my manager of my OnlyFans page.
Oh shit!
Done. 8%.
And let me. And this is what my. This is going to be my catch. Sam, you probably don't know this. I think Jason does because me and Jason are friends, and like Sam doesn't want to be my friend on Facebook. But I am the nippleless wonder. I have no nipples.
What? Huh? What?
Okay, now
I have no nipples.
Okay.
I had
2 years ago, I had breast cancer, and I, as a result of breast cancer, so I'm just going to say to all the ladies on the show, go get your mammograms.
Absolutely.
Early detection saved my life. But as a result, I have no nipples. I have some badass. Am I allowed to cuss on here?
Fuck no, you can't cuss on here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have some fucking badass tattoos on my tits.
That's awesome.
We also have a mutual friend that we went to school with and whatnot that also was in that situation.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I thought we were saying. I thought you were going to tell me we have a mutual friend, and I'm like, oh fuck.
He was talking to me.
I was looking at Jason. I forgot we don't have the video thing.
Nobody could see us. But
I know it. See, if we did a video, you guys could see my tits.
Whoa! We can't do that. My mouth is saying no, but my face is saying fuck yeah.
You know, the funny thing is I post them on Facebook because I don't go against Facebook community standards because the rule is you're not allowed to show nipples.
Okay, well, Sam has backed away from the microphone laughing himself because he's like,
where she was going. I was like, that's freaking great.
That's fucked up, but it's awesome.
So I post them all the time. And you know what? If it makes a woman go get a mammogram, get a mammogram.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I'm pleasuring the men and I'm educating the women.
And you are also, you've contributed to things we've done down the road, and you would be, not only would that be your niche, one of your niches,
mm-hmm.
as being an OnlyFans model, but she's also a fucking freak. So that helps. That helps too.
I am a freak. I am a freak.
OnlyFans and being a freak does go hand in gland.
Hand in gland.
I like that public sex, says the girl with the bucket truck.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a hard one to top. I don't know how you could set that up for OnlyFans. I bet those cocksuckers would probably let us borrow one.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Well, I could rent one from Bridgeport.
You know what?
Right?
My ultimate fantasy, though, if any of the guys in the audience wants to help me fulfill my fantasy.
Oh, fuck. Go ahead.
I want to have sex at a Grateful Dead concert.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
It's not the Grateful Dead anymore, but it's Dead and Company, and now they're touring in Vegas. So if anyone wants to take me to Vegas, we can fuck at a show.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm sure that we're going to need
a couple of tickets for the, you know, we got to film this. We're the crew and management. Yeah. You know, we got to have tickets to this too.
But it threw
me off when she said that. I was like, wait a minute, Grateful Dead? Are they still what?
Are they still dead? They're now called
Dead and Company.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure they're dead.
They wheel them out and go, there you go.
No, they're not dead. Bobby Weir just celebrated his 76th birthday, and he's still touring.
Really?
Okay.
Man, I would have thought he was older than that.
He's 76 years old. He's been touring. He started the Grateful Dead when he joined Jerry Garcia when he was 16 years old. So he's been playing for 66 years.
Wow. So
66 damn years.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
She's a freak.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have any nipples.
She's a deadhead.
She's a deadhead that mm-hmm. likes to fuck. Booyah!
Outside.
Outside. So it's a license to print money is what that is.
Wow. See? And you guys have a great, because you guys are like by Point Pleasant, you have a great nudist colony. Can we talk about nudist colonies? You guys have a great nudist colony by you.
This is news to me.
Yes. And I've been out of the loop for a while, but yeah. I kind of are you sure it's a nudist colony or a swingers club?
Nope, it's a nudist colony. How far are you away from Peebles?
Peebles.
Is that Peebles, Ohio you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, we are. That's in between here and Chillicothe, if it's the same one that I'm thinking of. Okay. If not, it's past Chillicothe.
It is. So here's the funny story. I'm driving in my Jeep because I'm also a Jeep girl. So, you know, I just went out in my Jeep naked, which means no I'm just going to leave it to the imagination.
Don't worry. I'm imagining right now. Jason, look away.
Were the ducks on the fucking dashboard?
The ducks were on the fucking dashboard.
Oh, shit. Anyway, go ahead.
So I'm driving down, you know, I decided to go for a ride, and I'm in Peebles. I end up in Peebles, Ohio. Like, who ends up in Peebles, Ohio?
Yeah, I'm wondering that too.
So I see this little sign that says Bear Bottoms Cafe, and I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat. So I pull up, and there's this little shed, and I'm like, hey, what is this? And they're like, well, it's $10 to come in and you can do whatever you want. It's nature. You can go for walks. You can go fishing. You know, I'm a country girl, so I always have fishing poles in the back of my thing. And I'm like,
you can take it in the ass.
This is cool. And so I give them my $10 because Sundays it's half price. So it's only $10 if you go on a Sunday. So
hold on, I'm writing this
like,
down.
They're like, your only request is that you have to get naked before you get out of your vehicle when you park. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I just get into?
I have the same policy here.
But people were awesome, though. It was like, it was so freedom. Like, there were people that were 80 years old. There was people there that were 20 years old. And they're, you know, we're all naked and we're just talking.
I'm guessing if it's a cafe, they served a lot of cake.
Well, muffins, that is one of the rules. Pie. You do have to have a towel on when you're eating at the cafe. But yeah. When you go into the swimming pool, they have a swimming. I'm giving them a plug. Like, I should still get like some endorsements for this.
Oh, shit. I'm going to call them and see if they want to fucking sponsor the show. Go ahead.
Right? But you can go fishing, you can go camping. The only thing is if the guys get a hard on more than three times, they have to leave.
No problem.
Three strikes and you're out.
So it's like, okay, if it goes up, down, what if it's just one long perpetual hard on? Does that count? That's just one.
You know, I have a question. I honestly have a question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
What's up with the ball jewelry?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Ball jewelry?
There was more than one guy that had piercings all the way up their balls and all the way up the shaft of their
Jacob's
penis.
Ladder?
Yeah.
Is that, I'd be afraid, I'm not going anywhere near that.
No,
you guys are going to pinch something that I can't come back from.
Yeah, meet my robotic penis.
He's going to be pinging that thing all the way through. Shit's going to be hitting you
like
sonar.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, I'm at the hospital trying to explain to a male nurse what the fuck happened to me.
Oh my God.
I can't remember who that was that was talking about that. But I know where Peebles is at because I've kind of been there. If you go up.
I'm sorry.
If you go up towards.
Oh, you're back to Peebles. I thought you were talking about Jacob's Ladder.
Was, if you look to the right, there's some sort of like historic little monument there. It's a rock with some sort of historical, with some sort of.
Naked people painted on it.
Yeah. So there's that, and there's a little trail. It was in one of my days when I was doing trails and stuff, and I remember turning off. Is that the same road that you turn off to get to this cafe? Do you remember that?
Yeah, there's a little ice cream shop. There's a corner. There's a little ice cream shop, and if you go down that dirt road, it's right there.
I was going to say, I may have went by it and just didn't realize
we're
anything.
We're going to find this motherfucker.
We're going to take a trip.
No, no.
Yes, we are.
We'll just go be like, hey, how's it going? They'll be like, well, you got to take your clothes off. We're out. We just wanted to see where it was.
I'm sorry, I got a hard on. Can't get out.
we'll be back individually some other time. Anyway, Trisha, we appreciate you calling. We're trying to limit everybody to 10 minutes, but we gave you 14 because we really like you.
Yeah, you were talking about boobies.
And you were talking.
Oh, I like you boys, too. And maybe when I get back, I can meet Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not that I actually never met Jason. I met Jason during COVID.
Uh-oh.
Yep. She was a fan of Jason Roach music.
She wants to meet both of us. Do we have a Deadhead concert anywhere nearby?
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't. I'm out. I'll be your film guy, though. Sam will give you the best, I don't know, 15 seconds of his life.
Just bring your hard hat.
She won't even have time to get it on.
I will bring my PPE.
Oh, my God. All right, Trisha, we appreciate
you. Well, you gentlemen have a great night.
And you do the same, my
dear.
You
do, too.
We will talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to fuck you in the ass.
Hello, this is the TNA podcast. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Jamie, your favorite admin.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the hey again.
Okay, one, two, three.
Take two.
Hey. Hey.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm doing great over here. If Jason would remember to fucking hit the record button.
Shut up.
You're just gonna give him shit, aren't you?
This is not the first time it's happened.
This is through the wonderment of recording. We were supposed to act like I hit the record button 10 minutes ago.
The technical gizzard has fucked up again.
But Sam's already taking a fucking piss and drank another beer, and that's just rude.
I didn't hear it pop open.
Well, it's there. He tries to be quiet about it.
So, how are you doing, Jamie?
Jamie's fucking horny.
Horny.
How about that?
See? He just wanted to hear you say
horny. There you go.
Horny in?
He did. He wanted Indiana.
Indiana.
Woo!
Horny in Indiana. I can't remember what else we talked about.
That's a fucking OnlyFans handle right there. Horny in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Say that three times fast.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility. I may have to look that one up. Make sure it's open.
So, what's the problem, darling? You're having a hard time on the dick front. What's the deal?
I am. I just can't fucking find a guy that wants to date me. It's just date me, even fuck me. That's the problem.
Well, I was gonna say, let's go out. Let's distinguish between
what
date. What would you consider a date?
Point, shit, he could just drive me through the drive-thru at McDonald's. That would be a goddamn date anymore.
Hey, I'm a whiner, diner, and eater, vagina.
Take her down to the local choke and puke, throw a burger down her gut.
Let's see, in the past month, so I am on an online dating site.
Oh,
okay?
Really?
And in the past, yeah. Sucks. In the past month and a half, I have had 4 men stand me up.
Oh, what?
4.
Really?
4. Like we talk on the phone, get along. Even I've even video chatted with a couple of them.
Did the payment
and
not
then
go through?
Make plans. What?
I said, did the payment not go through?
You shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. You better check your PayPal account.
Yeah. I'm about ready to make them pay a deposit before we meet up for a date.
Hey, there you go.
At
least you get something out of the fucking
day. Yeah, you don't get that deposit back if you don't show up.
That's right.
Exactly. I mean, I sit there and I wait at a restaurant or a bar and just sit there by myself waiting. And it's like, okay, this one's another no-show.
Well, this would be kind of like almost like an Uber driver to get these guys there. We need to start up a business called the Yoni Drivers.
Oh my God.
Make sure these assholes get to their destination.
So just so we're clear, you're talking about, so you're just making a connection with somebody online, the dating site, whatever. And you're talking about like just the initial meeting. It's not like they, you know, did Netflix and chill and you didn't hear from them again. This like they're
correct.
Just they're
the
just not initially
the initial meeting.
My goodness.
Damn, so
they don't show up.
So and I'm assuming I make no bad assumptions, but I'm assuming at least they've seen, you know, No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they've seen at least a little bit of the menu. Just the, you know, like the appetizer side.
Oh, of course, yes. Mm-hmm. I have tempted each of them with my goodies.
Let's not to put you on the spot.
What?
Describe that for us, please.
What goodies might?
Well,
if we looked,
shut up, Sam. Shut the fuck up.
If we looked on Jamie's menu,
no.
What might we see available on the appetizer list?
Oh, Well,
she's like, fuck, is it too late to hang up?
No, I wouldn't do that to you boys. I've sent pictures that I've posted in the group, pictures of me with, lingerie or topless with, the little emojis over my nipples or whatever. And yeah, I had one guy tell me how much he really liked thigh-high stockings. So I sent him some pics of me in my garter belt and thigh-high stockings, and the motherfucker never showed up.
Well,
it's because you like a penis.
No.
It's a different world out there now, Jason.
I know it is, but this is what I'm thinking happened. One of two things happened. Either their wife found out, their mom yelled at him from upstairs and went, "Get off the fucking internet!" That's what happened. Because otherwise, we've seen you. They're dumb fucks. Uh-huh. Every fucking one of them.
The guys that I'm going for are in the older bracket, so if they live with their mother, we have an issue.
Sam's brought it up as a
maybe their weekly prescription of the blue pill didn't show up.
And no, I still think my whole fucking thing of get off the internet could be maybe they're dick fishing.
Nicely put.
Oh,
check your Urban Dictionary for that.
I don't know what the deal is. I have a really good friend that lives in Wisconsin, and he just seems to think that all the men around here are gay.
Indiana.
They're all gay.
Okay.
Yeah, Indiana, all the men in northern Indiana are gay.
Hey, but okay. So if nothing else, at least they'd show up for dinner and they could give you fashion tips. I don't know.
I did something.
Was that?
Something. I don't know. I don't know if I intimidate men. I've been told that before. I've had a couple men tell me that I'm very intimidating.
Were you pegging them at the time?
I don't want anywhere near a man's asshole. That is like my number one no-go, okay?
Bless you.
I'll rub his balls or whatever, but yeah, I'm not going anywhere past that. I already had one bad experience with balls and taints with, I'm not going anywhere near.
No to the butthole.
I'm just going to interject in here. I've noticed something so far in this open line fucking deal. These calls have gotten progressively better. I can see the progression. This is great. This is riveting.
They're getting more twisted.
Yes.
Is it?
Say more.
Oh, well, Well, you guys know about my whole cat story and the balls. I mean, that's I've been to a man's asshole in a long time. So, yeah, I don't want anywhere near that. So,
I'd say at that point, you could have done anything as long as you'd help stop the bleeding. I still remember that. Maybe. I'm like, my God, that's awful.
It was awful. You should have been there. It was terrible.
No,
it's like one of those horror stories, and I feel bad for him too, because I see him every now and then in town, and he just kind of like puts his hand up and blocks his face and walks really quick past me.
Like, oh my God,
I'd be protecting something else. Yeah, I'd be my like, face at that point.
Like, don't look at my nuts, don't look at, they're disfigured.
I'm not the one that gashed his balls open. It was his fucking cat.
That pussy will get you every time.
Yeah, I understand.
It will.
Mine was...
That's why only one pussy in the room at a time. Mine, period. Yeah, that's not happening either.
The claws in my story, the cat claws were a little bit more north of my nuts.
Oh. Yeah.
It got you on the got you at the base of the tree.
No, it just I had two pee holes by the end of the day.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it wasn't
even next to
the bladder quicker.
They weren't even parallel to each other. They were just kind of offset and kind of fucked. It's like an abstract pee hole thing.
Okay. Let's stop talking. Just to stop talking about, I don't know, men's buttholes and Sam's wiener. Let's stop talking about...
And cats fucking up genitals.
Yes, let's go back.
I don't know. The ladies in the group might want to talk about Sam's wiener over there.
Let's talk about a different type of pussy fucking up some men's genitals. How about that?
Let's go back to the Jamie menu. Let's go back to that.
Get back to my pussy? Is that what you're talking about? There's nothing wrong with it. I think she's pretty, but apparently nobody wants it. So I'm really lost.
I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look.
How's that clam prepared?
Hairless.
Click.
Is it custom ordered?
Oh, God. This is getting too creepy because I'm sitting way too far or too close to you.
I'm just glad you can't see over that computer right now.
I take very good care of her. She's well maintained. Mm.
This is an essential part of
who I am.
It's your moneymaker. You got it.
I don't make any money off of her, but
it could change.
With
an 8% fee, we will take care of everything on the technical end of it. Let me put this around. I will take care of everything. But if you
if anything tonight has given you an idea of what it could be like, don't expect him to hit record.
No,
when he's supposed to.
But here's the thing: if you wanted Sam to be involved in any way, you'll get some kind of dumb fucking voice in it.
Really? I could pay Sam in beer. It wouldn't take a percentage.
That's true. That's true.
I don't drink.
That's true.
That's true.
I don't drink, and I'm not allowed to take it out and trade.
You could talk.
So we have to do money.
The drunker you get me, the more you can talk me into doing stupid shit.
There you go.
For free.
Really? For free?
No.
You may
not want Kathy Joe to know that.
No. Oh, God. I think she done give up. I really do.
That poor girl.
Her and, I don't know, Heather. Ooh. Girl too. Ooh. She likes the way you smell over there, Sam. I want to know what you smell like.
Regret.
She just like has a thing for it.
Loneliness and regret. That's what he smells like.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's probably what I smell like too. I don't know.
I don't get it. I really don't. I all joking aside, you know, we've obviously seen you post in the group. If anybody's listening to this and goes, "What group? Gay?
What?
Hey,
excuse me.
It's not
what's
that.
On your mind.
It's
over there?
Not that. It's get after the TNA podcast. If you want to get in there, you got to get send us a fucking message.
Oh, I see. Gay means get after Yoni.
There you go.
Hey, thanks. Nice save.
But anyway,
You're welcome.
I mean, I flashed my titties on that plenty of times. Jeez, Al, what the hell?
I don't know.
We're totally
down for it.
Like I said, it's a different world out there. Maybe they were hooping for something else.
And, you know.
I'm about ready to relocate to see if there's pecker anywhere else that wants to do me.
Well, shit. That's what we can do. The TNA Travel Agency. I can see all kinds of fucking shit happening with this.
Now that's a cruise you want to be on.
There we are.
Well,
no, we don't need a cruise. We need that traveling bus. Remember, I want to hit all 50 states.
That's right.
Oh, and this coincides with something that Sam wanted to do. He wanted to make the whole compound for like ex-strippers and shit like that. Uh-huh. So.
Exactly.
I think Sam could just be your driver.
The fuck bus.
We could roll this all up into one big old fucking party.
I'll be along to fill
it. I am not responsible for cleaning anything. I just watch.
You just watch?
And I put wipers on the inside of the windshield as well.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure we could find a mop boy somewhere.
I don't know where you can buy fucking bleach 50 gallons at a time.
Grab a squeegee. You're going to need it.
Jamie, we sure appreciate you calling us. And anything
it's
you would...
been fun, boys.
Anything you would like to say to the rest of the TNA audience before we sign off?
Anything I'd like to say? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Send me some dick!
There is absolutely... Yeah, there you go. Send me some pecker.
Anybody want to fuck?
Find me. I'm in northern Indiana. I'm about 15 minutes from the University of Notre Dame.
Holy
shit. Come on
shit.
Up and visit me.
Oh, my God. Damn. Oh my.
There for a minute, I was getting right. Like, I'm going to have to edit this. She's going to give her fucking street address.
Just drive 15 minutes, and you'll get some Quasimodo. And that hunchback motherfucker hunts the hell out of you.
Oh, shit. Well, we love you. And anybody would like to see and hear from Jamie, you can find her on our Facebook private group, the Get After the TNA podcast group. Like I said, you got to send us a message if you would like to be in that group. And if you get sent an invite, hey, do me a favor. Answer the two fucking questions I put on there. They're not like, I don't know, long algebra. It's just, do you listen to the fucking show? And will you not come in and act like a dick? That's it. If you just say yes and yes,
well,
that would be great.
That's an awful lot to ask.
There you go. That's it.
Hello, this is the TNA podcast. Welcome to the show.
We are so official here.
I'm glad to be a part of the show.
Whoa!
Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Who are we talking to?
I know.
Who do you think?
Sam. Stop that.
Sorry. Who? Just look away.
This, I believe, is Kathy Jo.
Yes, it is.
You are our fourth caller. You win, Sam.
Sorry.
Yay.
Sorry, it's a consolation prize.
No. You get that's a great big prize.
You get the spare prick at the wedding. That's what you get. How are you, my dear?
I'm all right. How are you two?
We're just, you know, wondering why we do this.
Yeah.
just hanging out.
But
well, no, I've got my pants on.
Yeah, but not saying that you have, like, you know, you have an act to follow, but we've had three calls up until you, and we've noticed that they progressively took a turn.
Oh, it's been getting dirtier.
As we got them, we got the first call was like right on the money, and it was from Canada. So we got international fucking rates going here. And it was Diane. She was just fucking overjoyed that she got through.
She was extremely happy.
She was a lot happier than we were about doing this show. But then the next one, we talked about fucking at a Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah.
And she made nippleless photos. And then she's a breast cancer survivor, mm-hmm. but she gets to put pictures on Facebook because she's not showing nipples.
She don't need pasties.
She don't. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah. She gets by the fucking rules. So she's like, here's them titties. Do something about it there, bitch. But she basically said that she was going to she was any of the men out in the TNA land, she's looking for somebody to take her to a Grateful Dead concert in Las Vegas, and she will fuck them at the show. So,
well, all right,
and they'll be getting some very grateful head.
That's an oxymoron. That's always grateful head. But
and the last poor lady was just very horny.
Yes.
But she's been having a real trouble scoring.
Yeah. And she I thought right there at the very end, she was going to give her goddamn street address, but she got it. I'd say you fucking just go, I don't know, northwest. You'll get to her fucking house. She got you within 15 minutes of it. Then she's like, I'm about to come see you guys. Just, like, no, yeah. No.
Just get on the satellite view and look for the hot spot in Indiana. So what are you going to do for us to make it even juicier?
Oh.
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Oh, she takes requests.
fuck. This has ended up being a fucking train wreck. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
And I'm gonna take this opportunity not to jump in the middle of your call here, Kathy Jo. But Heather, you suck.
What the
hell?
Nope. Okay, go ahead.
I usually say that shit about 5 days a week.
Well, so she's like, I don't know what to talk about. You talking about anything? Fuck no.
Heather has a call? Melanie hasn't called either?
Nope.
No?
Nope. I think maybe because it's nighttime and Melanie can't drive, so she can't call.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has to be behind the wheel and all that shit in the background.
Yeah, her pilot's not available.
Just the joystick. So what are you currently doing? What are you wearing?
Damn, you twisted that fast. Good job.
You're bad. I'm laying here in bed talking to you two.
Whoa. Ooh,
she's in bed.
Listening? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Prove it. at this point, after talking about fucking at a Grateful Dead concert and, I don't know, putting out free pussy in your yard in a fucking sign, she said that too. I'm like, God damn.
Are you squeezing your pillows?
No.
You're bad.
I was just silent and just waiting.
Just the end of them.
No, I'm trying to be good. I'm laying here in bed talking to you too and just trying to chill out a little bit. It's been a rough week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. It's been rough. It's been a rough fucking year so far. I'd have to agree with that part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. We've covered it's a rough year. Let's talk about pussy.
She's trying to chill out, and she called us.
Okay. What would you like to talk about? Crickets. I'm going to put crickets in here.
Why do you always put me on the spot?
Oh, well, we're trying to hit the spot just right.
And then you lay in the wet spot. Yeah.
Sam, you're a tease. You are not.
See,
it's a skill set.
Our last caller said that she was going to have to come down and see Sam because Heather talks about how Sam smells. She's like, I need to know what Sam smells like. So we said it was regret and loneliness. That's what he smells like.
I have a particular set of skills.
You smell really good.
Well, I try my best not to stink.
Well, okay.
Well, like your man scent and stuff.
Oh, that man scent. The musk.
The manly musk.
The man musk.
That's code for B.O.
That was not.
You want to come off smelling like a fucking locker room. That'll attract a pussy just right away. Here, smell my pit.
I need to bottle it.
Some ladies like that.
I need to bottle it and call it the Alonzo.
That's right.
And whatever that French word is, it's not toilet. It's something. It's not toilet water.
Bidet? No.
That's something completely different.
But seriously, some chicks like that.
Oh, that, you're talking about eau de toilette, right?
Well, look isn't at you. It? Look at you being all, I don't know.
That Canadian lady taught me that. She likes some French.
No, she said, fuck French.
I know.
Asked her if she was French Canadian. She's like, fuck the French. Okay.
You know what? I can't believe more people haven't called in. What's wrong with them?
Okay, so that's what they're
lazy.
That's what we're going to do on this call is bitch about everybody else.
Yeah,
let's
there we
that.
Go. We're going to roast their asses. Okay,
fuck those people.
They're looking at all their porn sites, probably.
No, they're fucking old. They went to bed.
Oh yeah, you get a point. That's true.
Which is where I
our demographic. Yeah, our demographic isn't really good.
But fuck it, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's like
they wore their undies to bed.
We're sitting here talking, and Sam's like, "Well, it's kind of late in the evening, you know, on a Sunday," and I'm like. We
everybody's got to get ready for work.
This
tomorrow.
Isn't fucking grandma and grandpa's early bird special. We can't do this at 2 o'clock in the fucking afternoon. This is you got to work around our shit. And I was kind of hoping Dumpy would call. No pressure.
Oh, like wow.
He won't hear this for like 2 days. You fucked up, Dumpy, because unless you hear him at the end of the show, he didn't fucking call.
Well, that's what he gets for living down there in the. In the asshole of the earth.
Oh my God. The asshole. God. Man, you really broke yourself up on that one. You're like, oh, the asshole of the earth.
He's going to freaking give me some.
How many have you had tonight?
What is it?
How many have you had?
I'm on number six. I'm on number six.
I can tell.
Oh, really?
I can tell.
Really? You're all giggly.
Because I'm in a good mood.
Well, and I'll talk.
I'll see what I can do to ruin that.
It's the laugh. I'm all wheezy. I get more wheezy when I laugh, I think.
And yeah.
The little tea kettle laugh.
Tea kettle laugh. Nice.
Yeah, you said that like early on. It's like the tea kettle laugh. And I didn't know if you were talking about me or
no, it's all me.
I just go I'm like blowing snot out of my fucking nose.
Sam's the one gasping for air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only when I talk about wheelchairs or shitting myself.
Well, yeah. I try to and I try to hold my breath while I'm down there for, you know, so that way I can last longer.
When I'm shitting myself? Oh.
No, when I'm gasping for breath.
Oh.
Took you a second to catch on to that one, didn't
you? Yeah, a little bit.
Yep, a little bit.
Mm. You know, we've talked about all kinds of stuff in these fucking, I don't know, four conversations we've had tonight.
Trying to make something
up. We found out there's a nudist colony that's like less than an hour away from Sam's house.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
For real.
We've already Googled that motherfucker. We're going on location.
The Bear Bottom Cafe in Peebles, Ohio.
Yep. Then we'll try to get a sponsorship. And just don't go there and be a dude and get more than three hard-ons or they'll kick you out. That's what that girl said. She said if you had three hard-ons, if you were a dude, they'd kick you out. And I'm like, what if it didn't get solved?
It was just one continuous word.
Does that just count as one? And then you get off. Then you can fuck up two, three times before you get kicked out by just randomly going up and going, hey, pow. are you asleep?
No.
Oh, I thought for a second we did lose it. I was like, this noise.
This technology's kicking my ass.
No, we're boring her to death, and she's dozing off on us.
So, anything that you'd like to say to everybody out in TNA land? I really am going to get a cricket fucking sound effect. I really am.
Stop hitting me on the spot. I just want everybody in TNA land, we have the best people.
The best people who won't call.
That's true.
Well, we have good listeners. Some just don't want to participate as much.
Here's the deal. If we had all of the fucking chicks that are on the fucking TNA private page say that we are all going to congregate, I don't know, at Sam's house and take off all our clothes, I bet you we'd have some fucking interaction.
Damn right we would.
But they can't.
I can tell you, yeah. And they'd be beating down his door.
Hell yeah.
They'd be beating something else while they're at it.
Poor old Sam.
Knock, knock, knocking on her back door.
You'd probably have somebody coming from Jersey.
That's true.
Hey, Matt, fucker.
He'd be making a special trip for you. Mm-hmm.
Did Matthew not call in?
Fuck no. He's probably partying.
Nah.
Probably.
He's whacking it to something. He's whacking at the GILF porn or something.
Yeah.
You know, I used to take offense to the whole, hey, pawpaw fucking thing.
It doesn't bother me when he does it.
I'm a grandfather, so I can't really take offense to it. That's because it's accurate.
Yes, it is.
Crickets. Again, you're going to bring it up. We're going to do
totally,
this.
I'm totally getting a fucking cricket. So when you hear this, you're going to get pissed.
You're going to get a fucking tea kettle noise, too, and every time I laugh.
I don't know if it's my phone or your phone, but it, like, cuts out every other word.
Uh-oh.
And I'm hoping I'm catching the right thing.
Oh.
Okay, let's try this. Pussy.
Cat.
Pussy.
Cat.
Fuck me in the...
Ah!
Ah! It worked.
Like, fuck me in the cricket.
Well, this has definitely been a learning curve for us. This whole technology's whipped my ass. What nobody knows is for the first half hour I was here before we got any calls whatsoever, I'm like, oh, this is easy. I just hook this here and here. And I'm like, Sam's like, it's not working.
I'm just
not
sitting over here going, not working. He's fucked up again.
Sam's going into the other room calling this number to make sure that it's going to work.
Numerous fucking
and
times.
And then at about the third time of me fucking up, which was completely my fault, I'm starting to get this we're married type of vibe that he's going, not working, nothing. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm working on it.
Crickets.
Kathy,
I'm sorry.
Kathy Jo.
What? What?
We want you to say we're gonna sign off here, but we want you to say something really, really sexy, and we're gonna shut the fuck up and let you do it. Did you hear all that?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. 3, 2, 1.
Everybody, this is Kathy Jo. I'm signing off.
Oh,
that was sexy.
That was
save that sound clip for me so I can whack off to it later. I
wanna fuck you in the ass. Hello, this is the TNA podcast. You're on the air.
G'day, Sam. G'day, Jay. Stumpy, how you going?
Hey.
G'day.
What's happening?
Not a great deal. Public holiday here in WA. So a lazy day, mate. Lazy day.
What does that mean? You said that before, that you had a holiday today.
Yeah, today's a public holiday here in Western Australia. It's right around Australia, but each state has their own day of which they do that. And today's Western Australia's turn. And it's to celebrate an 8-hour working day. And basically, the boss actually has to give you lunch and all that sort of shit. I've got a plane just about to go over my head here. I live too far from the airport. Big kangaroo on the side of it, so yeah, I know I'm home.
So I feel kind of bad because he didn't call earlier, and I made a really bad comment.
I was thinking about that shit. I was thinking about it, but I was going to let you tell him yourself.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking to Kathy Jo, and we were like cussing everybody, going, "Man, I can't believe nobody fucking called." And Sam's like, and I said something about Dumpy, and he's like, he lives in the asshole of the world.
the asshole of Earth, down under.
not far from it. We're not far from it. The sun's pretty fucking warm down this way, I can tell you. You don't get out in the sun too long, you get burnt.
So we've established that you are about 12 or 13 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
So
that's right. So I can't give you any winning lotto numbers or fuck all.
Damn it. That would be fucking awesome.
I want to know more about what you're thinking about doing to that kangaroo that you were talking about.
The one just flew over my head. The big red one.
I tell you what, man, you have been a staple on this show. And we were talking about that because the first call we got tonight was from Canada. And it's kind of fitting that the last one would be from Australia.
Yeah.
How in the hell did you even, I'm sure it was the Layla London connection. I think I remember you telling us that it was being on Layla London's show, but not trying to toot our own horn, but how in the hell did you become a fan of this fucking shit show?
It was earlier on, I think you're about episode like 16 or something like that, and it come up as a recommendation because I've been listening to something else that, and on Spotify, of course, it says you know, if you like this show, try this one out. And it kept popping up, and I just kept fucking flicking it to one side. Anyway, I give it a go and laughed me fucking ass out and just thought, well, these dudes actually around my age. I've got a fair bit in common with them. And it just started from there. And then probably around the 24th or 25th episode, I actually sent you that email. And it just went from there. But, yeah, it all come through because I was listening to comedy podcasts on Spotify.
So instead of he was swiping right and left, and
he just accidentally, you know, clicked on the panties.
Swipe right and end up with two fucking American homo buddies, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit. fuck.
It's been good fun.
I tell you what, we've had a lot of fun with you.
Oh God,
in.
Yeah, we
some of your stories.
Love
dude.
It.
Oh my God,
so much great shit.
And not only are you the furthest away from us calling in tonight, and you honestly sound better than somebody who literally was 15 miles from us, and you're halfway around the world.
Yeah,
but you are the only male that has called this evening.
Yeah.
to be honest, some of these stories I tell you, I go to work on a Monday, and because I work pretty much on my own, but I travel out in the country with another guy in the work unit, and then he goes and does his thing, and I do mine. And my mate Lloyd will say, "So how'd you go on the weekend, Dumpy? What?" And I said, "Well, you better put your seatbelt on, or fuck, you won't believe this shit, you know." And he's looking at me going, "Are you for real?" And I'm going, "Fucking damn straight, man. I am for real." And then he misses says something to him, like, "Hey, he might be a bit fragile. Something happened to him on the weekend." He's like, "Fuck, how's this shit fucking happened to you?" Anyway, I'm only giving you life experiences from a place that's, actually can give you these experiences, I suppose.
Well, you know, as it's come out from us, life experiences can be funny to other people who didn't live through them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know, fucking a chick in a wheelchair. Shitting your
pants. That was fucking funny. That was funny. I enjoyed that. That was...
We all connect in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like we talk about it and go, "Have we given everything we've got yet?"
No.
And I'm like, "No shit just happened to me yesterday." it might not be the normal kind of shit, but at the same time,
there's nothing normal about your shit.
Well, that's what it's turned into. Pussy and poop.
There is a small group of people who interact with our show that has gotten to the point to where it wouldn't be our show without their interaction.
And you're one of them.
Yeah, yeah, you are definitely one of them. We always look forward to everybody's interaction, especially yours.
We love your stories, but at the same time, it's like a, I don't know how I'm trying to describe it. It's like a clash or a compliment that you go from two Appalachian voices to Australian. It's definitely different.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's appealing.
I think it's because we enjoy the fact that maybe there are people out there listening who can finally have difficulty understanding someone else besides us.
Well, as soon as I heard you, I thought to myself, I've got something in common with these dudes, you know what I mean? I can actually sit down and have a beer with these blokes and fit in quite well, you know?
Wow.
And that's been from the first episode, you know?
It
might be half a world away, but we're still around the same age, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're still waiting for you to win the fucking lottery so you can come drink with us.
Yeah.
Man, that's definitely on the plan. I'd love to do that. Next trip I've got to do, if you talk about the arsehole end of the earth, I've got to go to Darwin, which is... the top end of Australia, in June, the end of June, for a cousin's wedding. Oh, fuck me, mate. If you think that it's backward here, you want to fucking see it up there. people ride through fucking town on fucking on pigs, mate. That's our fair way out there.
What's the name of the place?
Balls.
What's the name?
It's called Darwin.
Darwin.
Oh.
Well, imagine Darwin. That. They haven't evolved at all there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got a brother and a cousin up there, and my brother, he seemed to have been on a few covers of magazines, of wild boar magazines for killing pigs and stuff. And yeah, she's a real fucking Western. It's probably as Western as you could get it in this place, you know. When I'm saying Western, I'm talking John Wayne sort of shit from your era. You know what I mean? Like up there, that's it. You know, that's
at least he was killing the fucking pigs instead of fucking the pigs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the kind of shit that happens here.
But it's a different sort of outback here in West Virginia.
if you win the lottery, and we time all this stuff right, we talked to Jamie earlier. She's going to come down to visit, and maybe I don't know, fuck Sam or something.
we could get hold of Trisha and go to Las Vegas for a fucking Grateful Dead concert.
Oh yeah. Wait till the episode comes out and you hear the conversations that happened before you called.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to it.
Well, Dumpy, we appreciate you calling, man, and we're going to jump off here because you will be the last caller, and we are making
how
some...
How fitting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, we started with Canada.
And the ass end of the episode.
I've done this with all the callers. Is there anything you would like to say to everybody in TNA land now that you're actually here live and not a voice recording?
Just all the best, you know. Like it's a bit of a niche group, I'd say. You know, everyone compliments each other quite well. I'm very glad you got rid of that other Facebook shit that you had.
We talked about that with Jamie. Yeah. And we're gonna try to grow it more, but it's gonna be on our terms.
We always try to grow it more.
Yeah. That 50 plus years old, it's you get what you fucking get.
Yeah. Hey, and that serious stuff you did with Mish just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. You know, that was a different tone and a different track. And I actually reached out to him because I'd been through some of that stuff myself. And you know, you can never have enough people around you when it comes to shit like that, honestly.
Yeah. And we didn't know how the episode would be received when we decided to do that. But it's been nothing but positive. And I know a lot of people have reached out to Matt. And I think it's an ongoing thing, just like it's an ongoing thing for all of us.
Yeah.
But I think
that's right. That's right.
I think he is in a little bit better place right now. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, if you know people can relate to you and you know that people have paid attention to what you said and they're concerned, that's a big boost. It's got to be for you. And that was our intention. It's just to let him know that other people go through that kind of shit too.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's other people. It's a very male thing, you know, in this day and age, because men have only just started to really open up with empathy and just talking about feelings in general. Christ, to go back to your grandfather's time, you know.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even look in the eye. With love, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you
been too frightened to.
You were just taught to hold suck that stuff up, in. Yeah. Yeah. Hold that suck stuff it up, in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, we're glad you got something out of that too. And we're glad you reached out to Matt. But he didn't call in. But I'm gonna get I'll get his ass. Hey, that reminds me, before we jump off of here, speaking of Matt, that made me digress to this. There was I don't know how much of a wrestling fan you are, but they just had a pay-per-view in Perth.
That's right.
Elimination Chamber. And one of the chicks from there is Rhea Ripley. What do you think of her? Have you seen her?
Oh, I have seen her. She's pretty tidy. I don't think I'd like to be jumping around a fucking ring with her, though. But anyway, she's pretty tidy.
He sounds a little intimidated by that one.
I kind of thought that would be your reaction. But we're gonna
quite honest, I haven't watched anything really to do with wrestling since Andre the Giant was throwing around the bloke that ended up doing the Rocky stuff. You know what I mean? What was his name?
Hogan?
Hulk Hogan, that's the man. Yeah. I haven't watched so much, you know, that. But I was only saying to my wife the other week, because it was such a big thing, because it was a packed out thing in Perth here, and it was, yeah. You know, you could win tickets. It was huge. And I was only telling her, I said, I went to school with two dudes that their dad actually set up a wrestling ring for them, and they used to end up in fucking hospital. They never fucked around. You know what I mean? They were really right into it. Fucking insane.
Look, I took one bump in a wrestling ring and said, fuck that. I'll never do that. And I was like 22 years old. I wasn't fucked up yet. And Sam stood by
and laughed.
Yeah. I hit that mat and I said, fuck you. I'm not doing this. Well, anyway, Dumpy, we appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right.
We will talk with you down the road, and we appreciate you.
All right. Good to hear from you. Talk to you later. Take care.
Goodbye, Cobba.
See ya. Bye. I wanna fuck you in
the ass. I said, Sam doesn't suck. People want to suck on Sam.
There'd be a lot of that going on, I promise you.
This has been the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!